come into the box score is we've got 7 weeks. Sometimes, Murphy, that's late in the season and it's fall and it's cold and all that.
Not yet.
It did get a little cooler, but it should feel more like football weather on Friday night.
Yeah, well, it feels like fall break because a third of the schools aren't playing football
right.
This week, Terry.
It is for sure. Watertown being one of those. But, Murphy, another fun-filled week of high school football. And, it just gets more exciting to me. And then definitely when you flip the calendar in November, it gets even more eye-catching, eye-popping because that's when the playoffs start.
Absolutely. We're after this week, only 3 more games during the regular season, and most of those are regional games, so there's still a lot of questions as to who's going to be playing at home and who's got to hit the road, Jack, and all that kind of stuff in the month of November.
Murphy, with the new playoff format that we're looking at, a lot of people are in favor of that because they're not having to pound their head against their own region teams. If you come from a strong area with a strong region, which is known for football and ranked and all that, you know, I like the new format. You may not. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, I know everybody better find some more money, though, because there's going to be some long trips in the round 2 and round 3 of the playoffs.
Yes.
Because you're not playing your sister school anymore. You're going to skip a region to go to another region in the second round if you finish third or fourth. So there's going to be some 100-plus mile trips early in November for sure.
Let's go ahead and look at our Game of the Week stats. Sonic Carthage bringing you those. Cannon County goes to Carthage, gets a big 50-25 win. We'll be talking with Matt Dyer a little bit later. The Owls had 4 huge turnovers, 2 scooping scores that Cannon turned into points, an interception that they scored on that drive, and then a fumble at their own 5-yard line. So that was key. Along with 128 yards in penalties. Cannon's got an outstanding football team. Murph, probably the most talented line squad that I have seen them ever have.
I would have to say the same thing. And the thing about that game, it was so important because I think we can pretty much say Gordonsville's going to win that region. But they were playing in Carthage this past week, Cannon County was, with the Owls, with the winner probably being in the driver's seat for a home game in the first round of the playoffs. And that's something Cannon County, I think, has only enjoyed one time in the history of their program.
358 yards for Cannon, 323, but those 4 turnovers and 128 yards of penalties did the Owls in. Let's go ahead and look at the individual numbers. Sonic Carthage bringing you those. Return of Braden Smithson, Murphy, was huge for Cannon County. 23 rushes, 136 yards, and a touchdown. He ran the ball extremely hard.
Yeah, that was a big plus in Cannon County's favor. A lot of folks were anxiously waiting for him to return, and obviously he made it a very good night for the Lions.
Quarterback Eli Garrett, I think he's a junior for Cannon.
Senior,
8-for-11, 158 yards, 3 touchdowns, added 51 yards rushing. Then Jaden Shannon had a reception for 48 yards and a score, and then he stole the ball from an Owl runner and returned it to 90 yards for the score in that 27-0 run in the third quarter for Cannon County. For the Owls, Dylan Range, a huge night on the ground, 13 carries for 163 yards and a touchdown. He had a huge game against Watertown in the opening week of the year. Riley Martin, 8-for-17, 113 passing yards, a touchdown, an interception, also 28 rushing yards and a score. But Cannon County had the best team, Murphy, on the field Friday night, and you got to give Coach Hinch and the Lions credit.
Well, especially in the third quarter, 4 touchdowns, and I don't know that I can't remember a time that Cannon County scored 4 touchdowns in the same quarter. That was obviously a big deal for that team, and it was pretty close. What, 23-19 at intermission, still
right.
Anybody's ball game, but the Lions just took off in quarter number 3 and put it away.
DeKalb County at York, DeKalb County keeps York winless at 0-7. They go to Jamestown and win 35-7. John Hendricks, 141 yards passing, 80 yards rushing, a couple of scores. Ryan Lyons, two carries for 18 yards, two receptions for 38 yards, a touchdown, an interception. And Gavin Frazier, 15 carries for 45 yards and three scores. And then Joseph Linder, for York, nine rushes for 40 yards, two receptions for 47. But Coach Steve Trapp's team badly needed this win.
That's one that I think Steve has probably been awaiting all season long, and they put it all together against one of their longtime rivals. When you got your best rusher only rushes for 40 yards, that's a great job by the DeKalb defense.
Watertown at Sequatchie in a game that has serious implications for the region championship. Sequatchie County in Dunlap gets the win 35-28. The Indians had Hunter Minton, 9 for 13, 120 passing yards, two touchdowns, 12 carries for 80 yards, and a touchdown. Kaysen Hicks, 19 rushes for 79 yards, a couple of scores. For Watertown, 6 for 10, 69 passing yards for Garrett Davis, and 16 rushes for 70 yards and a couple of scores. Landon Harper, 14 carries for 75 yards and a score. So after Watertown got the win at home against Giles County, Giles County and Sequatchie still have yet to play, but that can wind up in a three-way tie, Murphy, for that region championship.
Tell our Smith County listeners who the Farm Bureau agent is over there. I understand he's got a son playing for Sequatchie County.
Joey Evitz, and then the Howells, Ben, and that bunch. Jay last year, that's all his sister Becky's kids. And, you know, Joey and I have been friends a long time. Of course, we grew up in Pleasant Shade together, and I know he was fired up about Sequatchie County's big win. Let's go ahead and look at the Gordonsville-Westmoreland. Gordonsville, a huge win, statement win, 41-0 at Westmoreland. They shut down Westmoreland, only 69 yards of offense. And as you can see, three ball carriers there, Murphy, just plug and play. They do that every week. And Steven Jackson has his team at 7-0.
I don't think the Eagles ever got off the ground, did they?
Right, they did. Let's go ahead and look at the region scores. Jackson County, a big win at home over Trouser County. That's probably going to be for the fourth slot unless Trouser County upsets Gordonsville this week. Jackson would be in the playoffs and Trouser would be out. Let's go ahead and look at the Carthage Saveway Region 4 3A scoreboard. Giles County beats Cascade 42-8. Forest Big over Community 54-0. And then the Region 4 4A scoreboard is Stone gets a huge win over Macon 34-27. Upperman Big over Livingston 49-6. And White County 34-0 over another big win for them for over Warren County. We'll have
What's next, Darius?
Next, I was looking at my cheat sheet. Matt Dyer of the Smith County Owls, when we return, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
Back to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. We've been joined by Smith County Owl head coach Matt Dyer. And Matt, I know disappointing in your team's performance, four turnovers, which led to 27 Cannon County points and 128 yards in penalties. I hate to say the difference in the game, but it was just that.
Well, it was. You know, anytime you sit there and spot a team 21 points like we basically did with the turnover on our opening drive inside our 10-yard line, and then we had the two scooping scores on drives that we were moving. You know, the first scooping score is the inadvertent whistle that blew a 20-yard play back. You know, we go from thinking we're about to have the ball first and 10 on Cannon County's, I think, 25-yard line to first and 10 around midfield. So, yeah, that was kind of a gut check. But at the same time, you know, you got to be able to recoup, get the ball back, and do it again. So we were able to gain 5 yards in the next play, and we think we threw an incomplete on third down or second down. Third down, we scramble. We drop the ball. They get a scoop and score. And then the second one, we got the ball off of a big play, off of a big Dylan Rains run down to about the 8-yard line, and we fumble on the very next play, and they scoop and score. So, you know, two drives that were very promising for us turned into 14 points for them, and then our opening drive of the game, we fumble the ball inside the 10, and they score in two plays. So that you can't spot a team like Cannon, who's very explosive on offense to begin with, 21 points, you know, especially 14 on defense. And, you know, you mentioned the other turnover led to a Cannon County score. The interception on our side of the field led to a Cannon score. And, you know, and we played well. You know, the yardage that we gained, we had our best offensive performance, our best rushing performance of the season. And but the turnovers and the penalties just killed us. I think we had 13 penalties for 130-something yards. And then the four turnovers, all of them leading to Cannon County points. It's just you can't play like that and expect to win a ball game, even as well as we played through most of the game. You know, even defensively, you know, we were playing well. We handled their tempo very well, I felt like. We made plays when we needed to, but you know, we gave up one or two big plays, especially they made a great call. We called a blitz, and they called us. Our free safety was a little out of position on the RPO pop pass, you know, just outside of that, they had the big pass play that we had covered very well. I think it was the 40-yard pass play or 30-yard pass play where it was double covered. The guy made a great catch. Quarterback made a great throw. You know, he had all day to throw it. But, you know, we felt like dropping eight guys in coverage right there was a good bet on a third and long. But, you know, Cannon played well. We played well. We just made way too many mistakes in that game. And for a region game of that magnitude, you can't make that many mistakes and expect to come away with a win. But, you know, I'm still proud of our guys. We played hard. We didn't give up. We kept fighting. You know, when we go down, I think it was 50-19, you know, we still were able to put together a kind of up-tempo scoring drive. And, you know, we were aiming to get the onside kick, probably score again. But you know, they recovered onside kick and they was able to run out the clock. But yeah, I mean, when you make mistakes like that, you can't expect to win big ball games like that.
Just kind of took all the wind out of your sails, especially with all of those turnovers early in the ball game. But yet, at halftime, Matt, you guys were still in the ball game. What'd you tell your kids at halftime? In the fact that you were only what, 3 or 4 points behind, with two quarters to go?
Well, shoot, you know, we told them what I just told you. Like, guys, they're not doing anything to stop y'all. You know, there's nothing Canyon County is doing, you know, to prevent y'all from winning this ball game. It's all self-inflicted. Like, we got to cut the self-inflicted wounds out to where, you know, quit turning the ball over, quit committing penalties, and continue to sustain drives. Because I want to say outside of that first drive where we fumbled the ball, we scored on three other drives or two other drives. I can't. Well, it was 19-23
at half. Yeah.
Yeah, 19-23 at half. So we had scored on three drives. I can't remember if we had one other punt in the first half and then the turnover. But, you know, we just told them, like, guys, keep grinding, keep chopping. You're doing good. You're playing good. You're handling, you know, everything we're asking you to. You just, the self-inflicted wounds are killing us. You know, that was our message at halftime. Just keep fighting. Keep fighting. You know, keep stringing together drives. Keep getting first downs. And you'll be all right. Just keep playing hard.
Coach, it looks like probably you're going on the road in the first round of the playoffs. It looks like Gordon's on Cannon. Of course, there's other things can happen. Even if we beat Gordonville, then with Gordonville being undefeated, and if it was a three-way tie between Cannon, Smith, and Gordonville, Gordonville would get the tiebreaker, and then it goes back to head-to-head, which Cannon won. So in all likelihood, we'll finish in third place in the region. Having said that, you still got three games left. You got Moore County at home on senior night, Friday night, and then you've got to go to Teleco Plains and then the cross-county rival Gordonville on Thursday night. So even though you lost, season not over, playoffs are in hand.
Matt, the one thing that made me scratch my head the most, a lot of that stuff you had no control over, and one of those is the botched whistle by the officials that took a 20-yard run. So how much did that affect the momentum of the ball game?
You know, it didn't. You know, my biggest thing is I'm never going to blame a game, win or lose, on the referees. You know, my response is always, you shouldn't put yourself in that situation to begin with, to where it comes down to a call of this or a non-call of that. But it was frustrating just knowing that it was a great play by Riley. It was a good read. He pulled the ball, you know, making the correct read in order to get to the edge and beat that safety for a first down run and more. So, like I said, you know, we go from thinking we're about to have the ball first and 10 from Cannon County's 25, I believe, to first and 10 from our own 40 or somewhere around there, or closer to midfield than what we were. So it was frustrating. And there was a few other calls that were made or misinterpretation of the rules that were made that just frustrated us. You know, the illegal man downfield on our first extra point attempt, you know, that was a legal play. You know, our center wears a number 6 jersey. He is a legal person who can touch the ball. And he was the end man of line scrimmage. He was not covered up. And we've run that play all year, you know, 6 weeks of the year. And every meeting before you know, when we do our pregame meeting with the refs, it's always brought up, what are your special plays, trick plays, formations? It's like we go swinging cake, polecat on extra points. Our center wears an eligible number. He'll be the end man. He'll be uncovered. He should be able to go out to a route. And then they go, yes, that is correct. That's a legal formation, and he can go out for a route. Well, as soon as he snaps the ball and goes out for a route, they throw the flag, say, illegal man downfield. It's like, no, sir, no, sir. And he's like, he has to be covered up to be eligible to snap. Well, that's a misinterpretation of that rule, okay? He is a legal receiver on that play. And, of course, the inadvertent whistle. And, you know, there's just a couple of other calls that you get frustrated, but at the same time, you've got to, like we tell our players, you know, he's like, you can't control that. Control what you can control, so line up for the next play. So you can be as frustrated as you want to, but you can't rely on, you know, a crew of referees to win or lose you a ball game. You do that through your execution or lack of execution, and we had more lack of execution than we did execution on Friday night.
Well, Coach Dyer, appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck to you and the Owls on senior night against Moore County, a team that Smith County has never played. It'll be at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Terry, appreciate you, bud. And Murph, thank y'all. Appreciate what y'all do.
Good luck, buddy.
We've been talking to Coach Matt Dyer of the Smith County Owls, and we'll have former Smith County Owl player Chuck Gentry, now the head at Lebanon Blue Devils. When we return, we remind you, watching the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restoration.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Welcome into the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. We've been joined by Charles A. Chuck Gentry. Had my mom in the fifth grade back in the a few years ago. But Chuck, your team off to, I think it's a 7-0 start. Right. One of the best starts in the last 50, 60 years, or 60 or 70 years at Lebanon. I know you've got to be excited.
Yeah, Terry, it's been a good start to the season. You know, sitting in the preseason, we were talking about how things might go, could go, should go, you know, and coming off 2 years where we have felt like that the ball didn't bounce our way, and injuries and different things. You know, it's good to be sitting here on fall break at 7-0, hit the reset button, and then go into the harder part of our schedule.
Chuck, one of the things that we talked about, I interviewed you earlier in the week on my radio show, we talked about was the fact that now you are number two on the all-time coaching list at Lebanon High School, crawling past a former Gordonsville coach, Mark Medley. And you told me a lot of things about him and you and how you all are still very close friends and how you talk every week of your, what, 8 or 9 years at Lebanon High School. I think that's pretty neat.
Yes, sir. Coach Medley was one of the guys that I called to see if I was really interested in taking this job. And, you know, I was at Cookeville High School with Coach Maynard and Happy, and I had a good job, but always had that itch to want to be a head coach. And Coach Medley told me, you know, you will do wonderful. The people are great. He said, I'll support you and help you every way I can. And he has done that. And, you know, it's just anytime that you're mentioned with Clifton Tribble and Mark Medley, you know, that's two good football coaches and great men to be mentioned with. And, you know, it's all about the – we've had 9 years of good players and a core coaching staff that stayed together for 9 years. And, you know, they've done all the heavy lifting and the work. And, you know, I'm just glad that we can, you know, get to strap it up each week and get to go out and perform and hopefully make a community and school proud.
Coach, when you look at some of your assistant coaches, a lot of them are from Smith County. And I know that having gone through Jimmy Maynard's program, which most of them have, or Gary Rankin or whatever the case may be, you know, that's a pretty good template for success.
You know, I told Coach Maynard earlier today, he was laughing, and I said, well, you raised me pretty good, but, you know, he asked me if I'd done something, and I said, yes, sir, I did, and he said, well, that's what I thought. But, you know, the day I had my first interview, I said I wanted our football program to look like a Jimmy Maynard coach football team, and hopefully we do sometimes. And, you know, me and him talk frequently. I call and ask questions and things, and even Coach Rankin, every once in a while I'll call him and he'll pick up the phone and do that. But our staff is, you know, there's a lot of Smith County blood on there. It has been since I've been there. And, you know, Sean Fry and Josh Williams are my defensive coordinators and run the weight room for us. And then Dusty Brady's my offensive coordinator, and Zach Carter is my offensive line coach and helps me with the secondary and the things that all the things. But you know, those guys know how it's supposed to be done. They played in it, they coach it, and it there's a lot of easy transition and conversations because we were all brought up the same way, taught the same way, and it's all still a majority of it's the same system that they played in and are coaching in for 9 years. So it makes it easy to be able to coach a football team, especially the camaraderie and the relationships that we have that's built on years and layers and layers.
Chuck, the way you describe it just emphasizes that coaching is a whole lot like a fraternity, and you don't necessarily have to be at the same school to have relationships with other coaches, whether you coached with them or at another place, or whether you played against them at another place. That relationship stays with you for a lifetime, doesn't it?
It does. Murphy, somebody asked me last Friday night, what is the best part about football and the success that you're having at Lebanon football right now? And I said, you know, football is a game of relationships. And I said, the thing that I'm the most proud of is that I have former players that call me and want to coach with me. I have former guys that I have coached with that we call each other and talk ball. And you know, my five best friends from high school were in my wedding. They were there when my parents were passed away, and we put them in the ground. And if I need them today, they would answer the phone. And, you know, I've had a lot of people that have helped me along the way and mentored me along the way. And I appreciate those relationships. And you know, sometimes football's hard, and sometimes you win and sometimes you don't. But on the days when you're 4-6 versus the days that you go 7-0, the thing that doesn't change is the relationships, and that's what this game and this world's all about.
Chuck, you're squeezing my heart, man. That's what it's all about.
Coach, you've had three games that are been close ones, touchdown or less, but I think you turned a lot of heads when you go to Nolensville, a perennial very good ball club, and you went on their turf. That kind of turned my head, and along with a lot of other people that are high school football fans, because they are and have been a measure of success the last few years.
Yeah, Nolensville's got a good 5A program. They did change coaches, but a lot of the same kids. At that point, they had won 33 games in the last 3 years. So anytime you're winning 10 games a year, that's a good place to start. And you know, Terry, when we came onto the field at 6 o'clock to warm up, their stands were packed. Their student section was top to bottom for two sections. You know, the band was there. They had a DJ, a guy with a guitar. They had stuff going on all around, and it was one of the best atmospheres that I have ever coached in. And I told our football players, you better get ready, because if you can look, if you hadn't noticed, look around. They're ready for a football game, and we were able enough to you know, get a stop there at the end and hold on against a good football team. And I think that has helped us on down the road, that environment and that the way the series, the way that game played out, that we're tested and have played against a really good football team, and hopefully that will keep on helping us.
Chuck, you mentioned a couple of players when we interviewed earlier in the week, a defensive end and a running back. Tell us about those two guys.
Well, Jawan Stafford's a senior defensive end. He leads us in tackles, leads us in tackles for loss, leads us in sacks. And he is our leader. He is our best football player. He is a fantastic young man, and he is the leader of the group. And again, you know, they don't go in the weight room until he says we're ready. You know, he leads every day. He shows up and he practices hard. He plays hard, and it really means something to him. And he's done a wonderful job. And again, he's a kid that come into our program when, as a sophomore, weighed 175 pounds, who's now 235 pounds, and has worked extremely hard. Then you have our running back, Gian Azzetta, who's been out 2.5 weeks, that we sputtered while he was gone because we built this thing around him. And he's a 5'7" bowling ball that runs extremely hard. And, you know, he's a physical young man with a mindset that I will run through you, around you, over you, or by you, whichever one is the easiest at the time. And you know, he opens up a lot of things for us. And you know, he came back Friday night, had 225 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns, and we played much better offensively because he was on the field.
Chuck, I don't mean to put any pressure on you, but it looks like you've got a chance to run the gambit during the regular season with a perfect 10-0 record. But good luck in the playoffs, regardless what happens over the next three games.
Well, thank you, Murphy. You know, we go to Green Hill next Friday night, which is they were picked number one in the region, got a really, really good football team. And then we got to go to Gallatin and then end up at home versus Cookeville. And then we're matched with the Murfreesboro region, so Rutherford County. So it doesn't get any easier from here on out, but again, we look forward to the challenge, and hopefully we can make a little noise.
Well, Chuck Gentry, is always a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck to you and the Lebanon Blue Devils.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Murphy.
Okay, we've been talking with head coach Chuck Gentry of the Lebanon Blue Devils. And when we return, we'll find out what Murphy has to say as far as our game of the week, and also his picks through East Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and our local teams in West Tennessee. As we remind you, you're watching the Box Score.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Justin Malden doing a great job behind the scenes. I'm Terry Collins, and Murphy Ferrer sitting to my left. And Murph, a big game in that Smith County and Moore County has never met on the gridiron. We've played them in other sports through the years, but the boys from Lynchburg making that short trip from the top of the bottom of the state to the top of the state.
Somebody will think there might be some bootlegging going on with the Jack Daniels plant over there. But Moore County's had a pretty good program. They're struggling, played a lot of seniors last year. And I really think Smith County's got a good chance to win that one. Moore County, a good program. And I really like their coach over there. He does a really good job.
Of course, Coach White played for Gary Rankin.
Yes.
At Riverdale. I think they're like 1-6 now. Their only win came over Community High School, who is winless and on quite a long losing streak. But still, Moore County will roll in here, and they'll be ready to play football.
They'll play hard. You can guarantee that.
All right, let's go ahead and look at Murphy's picks. I know, Murphy, you have studied them, had a great week last week in picking the games, and we'll start out with a battle in Chattanooga that is two of the better schools as far as private schools go in Silverdale Baptist and Boyd Buchanan.
Yeah, I had a hard time coming up with games because there's so many teams not playing this week because of fall break, but I had to stick Boyd Buchanan in there because of Gary Rankin. That's where he is now. Silverdale, a much improved football team, but I think Boyd Buchanan wins that one rather easily.
Grundy County heading to Jasper to play Marion County.
Interesting, Coach Colquitt, who coached Marion County to multiple state championships during his tenure at Marion County, grew up in Grundy County, and that's where he lives now. But I think Marion County will win that one rather easily as well. Grundy's got its best team in a long time, but I don't think they can get past Marion.
Of course, Marion, the defending Class 2A state champion. Rockwood at Cumberland County.
They've just started playing each other again. They're not very far apart, probably 20 miles or less, but Rockwood's 1A, Cumberland's 4A. I'm picking Rockwood.
Well, that's the reason we pay you the big bill.
There you go.
Let's go ahead and look at Middle Tennessee, a Division II game that's at the highest level, I guess, Division II, but large class. Innsworth at CPA.
Innsworth's playing very, very well right now. And CPA is struggling one of its toughest years. They're up there with the big boys now, and I think they've only won a couple of ball games this year. I'm going to have to go with Innsworth. They're playing very well right now.
Stone Memorial turned some heads, Murphy, last week.
Mine included,
Big win over Macon by 7. They always have a very physical football team, and they can also spread you out all over the floor. Over the field, and they play Livingston. Livingston's hit into the meat of that schedule. Really one-sided loss last week And I know Coach Qualls knows this and realizes this, just how tough that Region 4-4A is.
You were talking about on the floor, maybe they do better. Livingston does real well on the hardwood for sure, not quite as much on the football field.
And Stone girls too are good.
Well, that's true. I think Stone Memorial wins that one, however, Terry.
Chattanooga Tyner making the short trip to Nashville Christian.
That's got a chance to be a really good ball game. I think Tyner's only lost once. I'm not sure if Nashville Christian, whose quarterback is already committed to go to Georgia. He had committed to Auburn last year and made a change at the end of the season, but he's about a 6'4", 6'5 kid with a great arm, and I think Nashville Christian comes away with a win in that one. Jeff Brothers has got a really good football team this year.
Let's go ahead and look at the West Tennessee picks and Brentwood Academy heading to Memphis to play Briarcrest.
I'd like to see that one. Two really good coaches who are really good men. I think the world of Coach Massey at Briarcrest and Paul Wade at Brentwood Academy, it could be 12 degrees outside and he'd still be wearing his khaki shorts. And Brentwood Academy, I think, is undefeated this year, and I expect them to run the table and probably give either McCauley or Baylor a real battle in the state championship game.
Lake County, Real Foot Lake, it's pretty, they say. I've never been there. But they're going to South Fulton.
Yeah, not too many miles between the two, and Lake County, I think, has probably beaten South Fulton a whole lot more times than South Fulton's won. But South Fulton, I think, sits atop that region right now. If they've got a loss, it's only one, and I think there's a upset brewing there. I'm going to have to go with South Fulton in that one.
Whitehaven at Southwind.
You know, they've split the last 4 years, all seven or eight or nine 6A schools in Shelby County were all in one region. They've split them in two right now, but that's not going to change this game. The two best 6A teams in Memphis this year for sure. Houston's just not in the battle after 2 years in the championship game. I think Southwind, with a perfect record right now, comes up with another win, and Whitehaven going to come up on the short end of the scoreboard in that one.
Now we're going to look at our local picks, and we're going to start out with Cannon County heading to Gainesboro.
Pretty good drive from Woodbury to Gainesboro. I think Cannon County, though, probably wins that game, and I know there's a lot of folks in Woodbury and points beyond there in Cannon County will love to go to that game because they'd love to cheer their Lions on to a home field game in the playoffs, so I got to go with the Lions in that one.
Trousdale County and Gordonville, that's been a great rivalry, but one where Trousdale County's kind of fell on hard times the last few years, Murphy, and they're going into a hornet's nest when you go to Turney Ford Field.
Well, they are. The question is, how many points is Gordonville going to score? The over and under that one could be 40 or 50 points, I guess. Gordonville should win that one handily.
DeKalb County, in a border rivalry there, traveling up to Sparta.
Tell you what, White County's playing pretty well under the direction of a new head coach from last year, but they're playing really well, and I think White County comes away with a win there.
In Moore County, the Powder Blue comes to Carthage for the first time ever in football to play the Smith County Owls. Smith County's 3-4, and I think Moore County, the Raiders are 1-6.
I'd say there's a whole lot more people in Smith County that have been to Moore County than the other way around. I think the people from Moore County will be very, very pleased and very impressed with the facility there in Carthage. It's a beautiful setting down in the hole, as they call it. And I think it'll be a pretty good ball game, but I think Smith County, if they play as well as they can, they'll win that game rather easily, I think.
I've never been to the Jack Daniels, but I'm going to tell you that Miss Bobo's Kitchen is second to none for country cooking. We want to thank our sponsors today, which are Pavement Restorations, Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Saveway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavation.
I'll say thank you, too.
That's right. Murph and Terry and Justin, good night from the Box Score.